From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 988th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I can tell you're from the South by the big smile on your mouth. Mississippi gal, I love you. And when I hear you call, come on and hear you all. Mississippi gal, I love you. Now picture a cottage built for two, way down south where dreams come true. Finished in that southern style, drives me crazy all the while. And I'd walk a million miles for a great big southern smile. Mississippi gal, I love you. Oh, Billy Bird. Now remember some fine day, I'll be heading back your way. Mississippi gal, I love you. And when I hear you call, come on and hear you all. Mississippi gal, I love you. Now if you'd make up your mind today, I'd give my life, and that ain't hay. I'm so tired of roaming around with a gal like you. I'd settle down and I'd walk a million miles for a great big southern smile. Mississippi gal, I love you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about leading off with the names of some of tonight's entertainers?
I sure will, Ernest. Well, they're the Jordanaires and June Carter.
And right, and my guitar-playing buddy, Chet Atkins.
Yes, sir. Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest tonight, Don Gibson. Well, heading their way right now are four young fellows whose harmony singing comes off with the blue ribbon every time. It's the famous Jordanaires, and on that great getting up morning. Fellas, you ready over there?
I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the Jesuit. Fare thee well, fare thee well. I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the Jesuit. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
There's a better day a-coming.
Fare thee well, fare thee well.
There's a better day a-coming.
Fare thee well, fare thee well. Morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In the great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
You see the lightning flashing,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
And you hear the thunder crashing,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
Well, they see the stars falling,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
Hear old evil's trumpet calling,
fare thee well, fare thee well. In the great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In the great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. Lightning flashing, then you'll hear thunder crashing. When you see stars a-falling, then you'll hear chariots calling.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming.
So glad,
so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left behind.
But there's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
Long white robe in the heaven I know. Long white robe in the heaven I know. Be left behind.
Well, I said good
news, chariots coming.
So glad,
so glad, chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming. And I don't want to be left behind.
In that
great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. Great day, great day, the righteous marching. Great day, great day, the righteous marching. Great day, in that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great
Thanks so much, fellas. Now here's a boy who's just about the best there is when it comes to singing a fine song. Our special guest tonight, your friend and mine, Don Gibson. Oh, howdy, Don, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, Ernest. I'm sure glad to be here. I don't want to dispute your word or anything, Ernest, because you're so much bigger than I am. But I sure wish all the things you said about me in that nice introduction was true.
About being one of the country's great singers? Don, believe me, I meant every word of it. And just to prove it, I want you to sing one of those great new tunes you've just recorded for RCA Victor. Here he is, neighbors, Don Gibson with one of his latest songs called Look Who's Blue.
Look who's blue, look who's blue.
Please, please, have pity on me. Oh, can't you see that I'm in misery? Please, please, I'm begging like a fool. Oh, it's me, look who's blue. I said, no gal's gonna ever tie me down. Gonna go out every night, paint the town. Well, I was doing fine till I met you. Woe is me, look who's blue. Please, please, have pity on me. Oh, can't you see that I'm in misery? Please, please, I'm begging like a fool. Woe is me. Never be just one for me, that I'm gonna stay put loose and fancy free. No gal's gonna ever tell me what to do. Woe is me, look who's blue. Please, please, have pity on me. Oh, can't you see that I'm in misery? Please, please, I'm begging like a fool. Oh, it's me, look who's blue. Oh, blue.
Hey, Grandpa, how come you're so happy?
Well, Ernest, it's because all the kids are back in school again.
And why should that make you happy?
Well, with them young'uns in school, they ain't a-cluttering up the playground in the park, and me and Grant Turner can get a teeter-totter anytime we want one. Oh, them kids never would let us have our turn.
Oh, you ought to have more manly ways of enjoying yourselves.
Well, we do, we do. There ain't nothing more manly than smoking a pipe. And when it comes to enjoyment and comfort, you just can't beat it with a pipe filled with Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Prince Albert is so mild and so mellow, and it's always fresh, crimp cut, and tastes so good.
That's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the flavor of the fine tobacco. And P.A.'s great favorite with smoking men, too. Rolls easy, smokes cool and good. So pipe smoker or a making man, relax, enjoy a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. And now here's Tommy Jackson, is fiddling all the Opry Square dancers with a great old-timer called Katie Hill. Let's everybody dance. Yes, sir. Tommy Jackson and the Square Dancers and Katie Hill. Thanks so much, Tommy. That was great. But now that the dancing is over, it's hymn time on our Grand Ole Opry. The time when we take just a minute or two to let our thoughts turn to Him who watches over all of us all the time. And I like to remember the time when I was a kid back home in Texas with my folks going to Sunday school and church on Sunday. One song keeps coming back to my mind that I hope that you'll enjoy tonight, entitled Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When amid tribulation, stand by me. When amid tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Thanks. Thanks a lot, neighbors. Thank you so very much.
Ernest, that was great, and I want you to know that I think you're just about one of the top Grand Ole Opry stars.
Why, Grant, thank you, but you know, when it comes to being a big man on the Grand Ole Opry, well, you just can't think of the Opry without the performance of our next entertainer, the greatest guitar player ever, Chet Atkins, well, with the Bells of St. Mary's. Yes, sir. Chet Atkins and the Bells of St. Mary's. Thanks, Chet. That was real great. But you know, we've got a lot of talent on the show tonight. In fact, just a whole lot of talent. So let's keep things moving along here and introduce our next performer. Little lady, I know you're going to love a whole lot. My little freckle-faced, pug-nosed friend, Miss June Carter. Hi, June Bug.
Hello there, Ernest.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing pretty good.
Looking
hey,
good.
You've got on them little tight-legged breeches again, ain't you?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm guilty, honey.
Hey, there's something I always want to do.
What's that, June?
You always wear them little tight-legged breeches. Hold your leg right up here just a little bit. I want to pull it up and look at the boot there.
Oh,
I
you want to
see
look
what,
at my boot?
Yeah, see
well,
what
just
it
don't
looks
pull
like.
It up too far,
that's a
you know.
Pretty good-looking boot you got there, Ernest. That's a good-looking leg you got there, too.
Oh, but my Junie. Junie, don't be talking about my leg, honey. Tell me, what have you been doing this past week?
I've been babysitting over there at my sister Helen's. She's
trying to get my pant back down here.
Yeah, get
pant
your pants
now,
down.
Now
shame
I got
on
it down
you.
Now.
Shame on you.
Shame on you for pulling it up.
I was babysitting over. I want to make me some extra money babysitting so I could get me one of them sack dresses so I could be on television with you.
Oh, now, June, now you're not going to wear one of those things, are you?
Well, I reckon I am. What's the matter with them sack dresses?
Oh,
some of
no.
the best... Some of my best kin folks come to this country in them sack dresses.
Oh, sure enough.
You might know them. Uncle Pinto Beans, it ain't Idaho potato.
Oh. Say, June, talking about, I hope you won't wear a sack dress, but talking about television, have you seen those new teleprompters they have on television that tells you exactly what to do when you're on television?
Teleprompter?
Teleprompter, uh-huh.
It tells you just what to do?
It tells you exactly what to do.
Oh, they've got them right up here on the street corner.
Oh, no, not on the street corner.
Yeah, they have, too. It says, walk, don't walk, and run like a Dickens.
Oh.
They're right up there. I'm a nervous wreck. Look at me. I'm just a-shaking. It's from, well, I tell you, all them young'uns over at Helen's is what's done it. I went to bed last night between 7 and 9, and I'm just exhausted.
Well, now, what's wrong with going to bed between 7 and 9, June?
That's just too many people in one bed, Ernest. No, I tell you, it's Danny is the one. Danny's Helen's oldest young'un.
Yeah, I've heard about Danny. He's
a
mean
little
Dickens, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. They had a vicious dog over there. Oh, it was vicious. It was a mean dog, but they had to get rid of it.
Oh, sure, did he bite one of the kids?
No, uh-uh. Danny bit him.
Oh.
That's the way it was. They finally got a babysitter to take over, though.
Well, they got a regular babysitter,
yeah, I've
huh?
got that wrote up in a poem.
You have? Let's hear it, huh?
A girl named Ritter was hired for the new babysitter. She sat on the child till he went wild, and I bet you can't guess where he bit her.
Oh.
I'm all excited. One of my old buddies is down here tonight. We went to school together up in New York and out there in Hollywood. Jody McCrae's here.
Jody McCrae, that's Joel McCrae's son.
Yeah, he's here, and we worked together out there in Hollywood. Fact of it is, we worked 2 days on the Warner Brothers lot and 3 days on the 20th Century lot, and then I spent the rest of the time working on the parking lot trying to get the money to come home on.
Oh, that's how it goes.
He's gone. He went off with one of them girls in a sacky-looking dress.
Oh, sure enough.
Yeah, and I've got a poem about that.
Well, let's hear that one now, huh?
Me feller flewed, he dooed me dirt. Me never knewed he was a flirt. To those in love, I now forbid lest you get dooed like I got did. Oh. Being a girl is awful nice, but I've got this to say. I'd like to be a feller once and smoke a pipe with good PA.
Now, June, you don't really mean that.
I do so. I'd just like to see for myself why fellers prefer smoking a pipe of that's loaded with Prince Albert smoking tobacco to marrying up with a pretty girl.
Well, I don't know that they do, June. But I do know that Prince Albert gives a man a cool, mellow, comfortable smoke. PA's crimp cut, and it's always fresh. Tastes good because the special Prince Albert process locks in the good flavor of the fine tobacco. Making men like PA, too, because it rolls easy, smokes good. So making men and pipe smokers all over America get a cool, tasty, mellow, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert. As a matter of fact, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's time that we heard from our guest once more. So here he is with the other side of his new RCA Victor record. I'm going to give myself a party, Don Gibson.
I've got a lot of memories that's been the rest of my life. So if you don't love me, baby, that'll be all right. I'm gonna take all the loving that I have for you. Gonna take all the loneliness, sit right down with the blues. I'm gonna give myself a party, serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how you used to be. Remember all the happiness we once knew. Gonna give myself a party, just me and the blues.
Just me and the blues.
A few of your love letters, a photograph or two, a gift you gave on my birthday with words of I love you. There's lots of things to think about when you're happy, feeling blue. I'm gonna take all the loneliness, sit right down with the blues. Gonna give myself a party, serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party, just me and the blues.
Thank you so much, Don. You know, now it's a great pleasure for me to welcome back a fellow who used to be with us here at the Opry, but he's been away for quite a spell. He's got a new song out now called Daylight Saving Time, and his name is Grandpa Jones.
For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock. Or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock. Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up this daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's here and won't come out. He knew he was out of line. Well, I get up late, I have to wait. Can't keep it straight. Now, who did you hate? I mean the man first thought up daylight saving time. Yes, yeah. That they've gained an hour of light by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. So I hope I find the man that thought of daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a counting sheep, losing sleep. I get up late, I miss the day. Couldn't get there in a V-type A, but try as they will, they'll never gain with daylight saving time.
Ah, yes, sir. Grandpa Jones and Daylight Saving Time. Thanks a lot, Grandpa. It's great to have you back again.
Boy, it sure is, Ernest. But now, if I can step in here for just a minute, I'd like to say a few words.
Well, just go right ahead, Grant. Take all the time you want.
Well, I can't do that, but I would like to know a little about you, where you've been and where you're going.
Well, Grant, last week we were up in Maryland making some personal appearances, and week after next we'll be heading up Michigan way to visit with our friends, and in the meantime probably be making some new records for Decca.
And speaking of records, I know that first song you did tonight, Ernest, is one of your releases, but haven't you got another that's moving right along?
Well, we sure have a new one out, Grant, that we certainly hope the folks will kind of like a little bit.
Well, I'm sure they will, Ernest, so let's let the folks hear it now and judge for themselves. Here he is, neighbors, Ernest Tubb and Half a Mind.
You like I used to do, but I'm afraid to tell you so. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. To tell you just don't come to me. Yes, my courage is too slow. I've got half a mind to leave, but only half the time may prove that you're not to blame. But now's the time I need to know. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Friends, all of us here tonight have very heavy hearts. Many of you already have heard about the death of our good friend last night, Rod Brasfield. You know, Rod had been real sick for a long time, but you never heard a complaint from him. Rod brought so much laughter to us and to all of you. All of us here on the Grand Ole Opry just wish that each of you out there could have known him personally as we did, for he was a wonderful man. Of course, Rod was a great showman, but we'll always remember what a great person he was also. You know, the funny grin, that great big coat he wore, and, well, the humor that made every one of you out there love him, too. You know, the years out there made dim in our minds some of the jokes he'd tell every Saturday night here on the Opry, but the years will never dim the memory of the man. Folks, Rod Brasfield was an institution. Every one of us loved him and was proud to call him friend. He will never be forgotten. And a place on this stage and in our hearts is forever empty. We will miss him very much. Now, this is Ernest Tubbs saying good night for all of us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Bye now.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel. Have a Camel.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.